Now the two-year school, Lakeshore College in Cleveland, Wisconsin, is partnering with UW-Green Bay and its Sheboygan campus to launch a new program. They plan to graduate more students with nursing and teaching degrees to address workforce shortages.
The Forward program will allow the two institutions to share resources and students who start their associate's degree at Lakeshore College and finish with a bachelor's degree at the Sheboygan campus of UW-Green Bay.
We're checking in with the leaders from these schools about what this new partnership can accomplish. Michael Alexander is Chancellor of UW-Green Bay. Chancellor Alexander, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And Paul Carlson is President of Lakeshore College. President Carlson, thanks so much for being here as well.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Paul, let's start with you. How did this partnership come together? Who reached out to whom?
Oh, this partnership formed almost organically. Lakeshore College and University of Wisconsin Green Bay have collaborated together for many years. And as Chancellor Alexander and I started talking about acute workforce needs here in Sheboygan County, specifically in teaching and nursing, the ball just got rolling. It just happened organically. Our teams came together and brainstormed how to make this possible over the last 2 years. And we're very excited to be bringing the Bachelor of Science in Nursing and the Bachelor of Arts in Education to the UW-GB Sheboygan campus.
And Mike, what will this partnering with Lakeshore allow you to do that you couldn't do on your own?
Well, I think in all of higher education right now, you're stronger when you can combine resources to the benefit of students and the public. So we do not have the resources to be able to provide all the classes we would need for a four-year nursing or education program on the Sheboygan campus. We have it obviously on the Green Bay campus. But by combining with Lakeshore, we're able to do this in a really powerful way that makes sense for students, right? The students identify by place. And this allows students to stay in Sheboygan to get their degree, which has all kinds of implications for how much it'll cost them to go to college and providing access for students to get into high demand fields, which is what we're all about.
Can you talk more about that? What is the cost savings here to the students in this program?
Well, if you think about how people go to college, if you think back, if you go back to 1970 or so, the preponderance of people went to college when they were 18 and they spent 4 years in a dorm. Nowadays, that's flipped. The preponderance of people go to college while they stay local. Right. What they're doing is they're already working. They have family reasons to stay home, or they just want to be able to save money to not live in a dorm. And if you think about that, that can save you tens of thousands of dollars over your college education. And so for people in Sheboygan, you know, we know there's a huge need for these fields in Sheboygan. And we know that people sometimes either can't or don't want to leave their home. And this is a great way for them to be able to continue their education.
And Paul, why target nursing and teaching degrees? And what are some enrollment goals you have for this program?
Well, the reason we're focusing at this moment on the nursing degree and the education program, it's just we are seeing job growth in both of those fields here in Sheboygan County that outpace both the state of Wisconsin and the nation. So there is a serious need to fill those workforce gaps, and we're excited to fill that. But you know, we're just getting started here. So Chancellor Alexander and I have also talked about bringing a business administration degree and an engineering degree partnership. We look forward to working those out in the coming months and years. You know, this is a new endeavor for both of us in terms of enrollment goals. I can tell you right now, community and student interest in this has been through the roof, which is fantastic, given that we only announced it this past Monday.
And Mike, you know, other UW branch campuses, as you're well aware, have had to close in recent years. How does this sort of partnership affect the sustainability of the Sheboygan campus?
Well, the Sheboygan campus has been growing for about 5 years now, so we're really happy with what it's doing. But to your point, we always have to be thinking about the future, and we always have to make sure we're doing everything possible to make sure that we're not losing a tremendous asset in a community. And we're really lucky to have an amazing campus in Sheboygan when the merger occurred. And we take that really seriously. We believe in the city of Sheboygan. The city's doing amazing things. We need to make sure that we keep a four-year university in that city. That's really, really key. And that's why we're partnering with Lakeshore here again, just to strengthen it and make sure, as you say, that it's sustainable for the foreseeable future.
What have you heard from school districts? What have you heard from healthcare organizations in the area? What kind of involvement might they have in this project?
I think, go ahead, Paul.
No, sorry, I'll jump in there. So the feedback and engagement from our Sheboygan County superintendents has been very positive, both in terms of graduating new educators, but also providing opportunities close to home in Sheboygan County for paraprofessionals who are ready to move on to becoming a teacher. They're extremely excited about. From the healthcare providers, from St. Nick's to Aurora to Prevea, are excited about the investment in nursing and our commitment to growing the nursing pipeline in Sheboygan County.
And Mike, could this be replicated elsewhere at other colleges around Wisconsin? What are the abilities here for other colleges to do what you're doing?
I think it can be replicated for sure. I think what I'm really proud of, if you go to Lakeshore, to uwgb.com, we have a website that lays this out in really transparent terms and what it means for a student and how they navigate the combining the two institutions. It's really clear. I think it's really direct. So the student knows exactly on the front end how that transfer is going to work and how each class will work into the total degree of the four-year degree. So I think we're really proud of this because we're really grateful to work with Lakeshore, who's been great to make sure that this aligns perfectly, right? So it's transparent for the student right on the front end what this means.
And very quickly, you have a bunch of information sessions coming up in May and June. Is that right, Paul?
Yeah, that is correct. We have an information session on May 19th, May 21st, June 10th, and June 18th. And you can find out more about those by going to www.lakeshore2uwgb.com.
Very good. Thank you both for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Michael Alexander, Chancellor, UW-Green Bay. Paul Carlson is the president of Lakeshore College.